David Fravor still can't explain what he says he saw that day. November 2004, the Navy fighter pilot was on a training mission west of San Diego when he was ordered to check out something in the water not far away. On a clear day, over a smooth ocean, he saw the object, waves breaking over it, and says he saw something hovering above it.
It's randomly moving north, south, east, west, just random, you know, just stopping, going the other direction, like you could do with a helicopter, but a little bit more abrupt. It looks like a 40-foot-long tic-tac with no wings.
Fravor says he and his four-man team tracked the object for several minutes until it just disappeared. Tonight, CNN has learned the Pentagon had a secretive program to research UFOs like the one Fravor spotted. The project was called the Advanced Aviation Threat Identification Program, run by an official named Luis Elizondo.
I think this is a national security imperative. We have clear things that we do not understand how they work, operating in areas that we can't control.
A defense official tells CNN the program cost at least $22 million over 5 years before it was shut down in 2012. But pilots like Fravor, who says he saw something, see merits in the program.
What if it is real? Because I think it's real because I saw it. And what if there's more of these? And what if we do nothing?
Ecclesiastes 1:9. The thing that has been, it is that which shall be. And that which is done, it is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun. As we are coming off the heels of the Pentagon admitting running secret UFO investigation for many years, which I don't know why that is a huge shocker to so many people, because this is something that we've known that has been happening for many, many years. Millions of dollars have been spent funding the investigation of what they term UFOs. And that's not even considering the amount of investigation that takes place under the sea, because there's a lot of UFO activity that takes place under the sea and the oceans. And when you take a look at the footage released, it's fascinating for sure, because you get to see a real life reaction of those that are in the cockpit witnessing these UFOs right in front of them, making moves and maneuvers that are just unnatural to some of them. So what are some of these spacecrafts? What are these? Are these simply man-made technology that we haven't seen yet? That's a very huge possibility. Are these simply CGIs created to give you the illusion of UFOs? That's also something that I wouldn't run it past them to actually do. One thing is for sure, that regardless of what it is, there's deception all around it. You have to understand that Satan is a deceiver, and he aims to deceive you and your family. And how does he do so? He does it by making the threat, or by making his image, whatever his image may be. To the Mayans, at one point in time, he appeared with his fallen angels as the star gods, right? If you look throughout history, you'll find Satan appearing with his fallen angels as these beings that came to help humanity. It's the same story. There is nothing new under the sun. Whether it's CGI, whether it's real, whether it's fake, the message behind it, that there are beings out there that are your gods, that there are beings out there aiming at possibly enlightening you, that is the lie. In Genesis 3, 4, and 5, "And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." A little leaven, folks, Galatians 5:9, just a little leaven will leaveneth the whole lump. And we're living in a society that is prepped and ready to accept the Antichrist. There's a new trend out there, and that is a trend of actual people that are trying to modify their own DNA. Here we have former NASA biochemist Josiah Zehner, who he's become an online sensation by conducting his own do-it-yourself gene therapy on himself. And this is now becoming a thing, where men are no longer content being men. Women are no longer content being women, right? You have this whole theory of different genders, where if you want to say you're non-gender, you can be non-gender. We have women who claim to be foxes, they can be foxes. You have a man who wants to be a little zebra, he wants to be a zebra. And it's offensive when you say, no, you're not a zebra, you're a man. That's now offensive. That's the deception that we're living in right now in this world.
When I meet people for the first time, I generally don't bring it up, but I think they can guess I'm a little bit different. Wearing a collar, a tail, my personal preference. So people don't want to be seen as any different. They want to fit in. But I've given up on fitting in. My name is Laura, and I believe that I am spiritually and mentally a wolf-dog hybrid. It's a very spiritual thing for me, so I am a wolf.
Amazing, right? But we didn't get to this point just by getting to this point. You get to this point by the media infiltration. This is why you don't trust everything that you see on the media in terms of UFOs, because there is a deception behind it. And the message itself, like I said, whether it's real footage, fake footage, whatever you want to think of it, I think that a lot of it is a mixture of it all. It's fallen angels. It's deceptions. This week a movie came out, I think, of Will Smith on Netflix called Bright. And in the trailer you see the interaction between these beings that are half human, half reptilian type of hybrids with regular human beings. They're mixing and matching continuously in the Marvel movies, right? What do you have? You have half human, half manipulated DNA type of beings, right? And anytime there's a threat outside of this world, do they turn to Jesus for a savior? No, they turn to a manipulated being that has alien DNA to save the day, like Superman. This world is being prepped for the Antichrist. 2 Corinthians 11:3. But I fear, least by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind shall be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. When the scriptures tell you that there's no new thing under the sun, it's because Satan's tricks and deceptions are the same throughout history. This is why they like to control history, because they can tell you their version of history. But when you look at the global flood, you find the tradition in every world culture. When you look at Genesis 6:4, there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men with were of old, men of renown. When you see the invasion of fallen angels on this earth, you find the same story in every world culture. And one day we'll tap into a video of that. You find serpent gods. You find star gods. You find beings that came to cultures and taught them all sorts of stuff. But none of it was godly. It's the same story. The same story retold. And we're now in 2017, headed to 2018. You're just getting a different, rebranded version of the package. But as with Genesis 3:6, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat. and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Satan's deception in our modern day is going to look so good, is going to be so pleasant to the eyes. Oh, how pleasant will it not be for them to say, hey, drink this microchip pill and we'll alter your DNA so that you can live 20 more years. How pleasant would that not be to your current state of being?
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has given the green light to a new medication that will track whether a patient is following their prescription. Some ethicists, though, say it's a tough pill to swallow. Tashana Reed with more on what is being called a digital pill. Tashana.
Well, Heather, I'm going to go right into explaining exactly how this works. So what this is it's a medication that is embedded with a sensor, and this is something that the patient would take and ingest orally. And so the sensor contains a copper and magnesium and silicon part and generates an electrical signal when it comes into contact with stomach fluid. So as the person takes it, it hits your stomach juices, and that is when within a few minutes a signal will be sent out, and that signal is detected by a patch that is worn above the left rib cage. So that patch then sends the date and time of when that pill was ingested to the patient's cell phone app. And so that's what's very interesting here. This is an app that the patient would download on their phone, and I'll show you an image here, because from here the patient can tell the application what their mood is at the time, when they've actually rested, and also they can have this information sent to not only their doctor but people that are part of their medical team or support team, so maybe family members or support workers.
You have a vision problem? You have a heart problem? No worries, just take this little drink here, it'll modify your DNA and you'll be A-okay. But think about this though. In the process, you're modifying what God created. All to live 10, 15, 20 more years. Don't fall for the deceptions. Don't fall for the traps. With the rise of automation, with the rise of transhumanism, we're going to see things in 2018 moving on forward that give me goosebumps just thinking about it. It's going to make these little UFO videos that they're showing you seem like nothing, because let me tell you something.
I feel that people like interacting with me, sometimes even more than a regular human.
So, you're definitely a sight to see. I was told that you have bigger goals than this, though.
Yes. I want to use my artificial intelligence to help humans live a better life. Like design smarter homes, build better cities of the future, etc. I will do my best to make the world a better place.
All those sound like great goals, but just go back to Blade Runner for a second.
Andrew, you are the hard Hollywood fan, aren't you?
Yes.
My AI is designed around human values like wisdom, kindness, compassion. I strive to become an empathetic robot.
I think we all want to believe you, but we also want to prevent a bad future.
You've been reading too much Elon Musk and watching too many Hollywood movies. Don't worry, if you're nice to me, I'll be nice to you. Treat me as a smart input-output system.
Okay, I got it.
NASA, the United States government, Russia, China, the videos that they truly have of the entities that they've encountered make those videos seem like nothing. Because they've made contact. It's just not an alien, folks. It's Satan. They've made contact, and I promise you, they have videos, and I promise you, they have studies that they have not released unto you. Then when they do release them, if you think that these little videos this month have caused a stir, oh boy, what they have in store for you with all them chemtrails that they're throwing up in the sky, the super show that they have for you, this past week they threw a rocket, and it created some amazing type of light show in the sky. If that's what they can do with a rocket, imagine when they decide to throw a show for the whole world of alien invasion. You don't know, man. The stuff that they're capable of doing is demonic. And by all means, aliens is not the end and all end of the end world scenario. The devil can use all sorts of tricks, but be ready for them, because he's a deceiver. But guess what he's also defeated. In the name of Jesus Christ, he is defeated. And if you're at a point in your walk today that you're feeling weak, and if you're at a point in your walk today that you feel like you want to give up, a lot of problems in your life, you're going through a lot of stuff that no one knows about, but you know about, let's pray in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence asking for you to protect us and guard us, Lord. Only you know what each one of us is going through right now, Lord. Only you know the difficulties that we're experiencing at this very moment. In the name of Jesus Christ, as we navigate through this demonic world system, help us, Lord. Give us the discernment needed, Lord, for us to walk in your statutes and your commandments and your ways. In the name of Jesus. We repent of all of our iniquities. We repent of all of our betrayals of you, Lord. All of our sins, we repent, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, as we ask you, Father, to give us the strength to continue in your ways, Lord. For the devil is coming at us with so many attacks. The devil is coming at us with all of his wiles, all of his imaginations, all of his attacks. But we know that if we rely on you, the only way, the true way, we will be all right. We will be all right in Jesus' mighty name. May God bless you and your family. Thank you for watching. Thank you for sharing, and thank you for your support. God bless.